This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. The nation today pays tribute to the security personnel and the victims who lost their lives while defending the parliament during terrorist attack 24 years ago on 30th December 2001. Vice President and Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Ministers Piyush Goyal and other dignitary members paid floral tributes to the martyrs at the Parliament House. Leader of opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, senior Congress leader Sonia Gandhi and other members of the Parliament also paid floral tributes to the martyrs. In a social media post, the President Draupadi Murmu said that the country remains forever indebted to the martyrs and their families. The President also reaffirmed India's firm resolve to fight terrorism in all its forms. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan has asserted that the Indian Defence Forces are committed to adapting to changing environment and imbibing reforms to remain ready and relevant. General Anil Chauhan said war and warfare is at the tip of a major revolution. Addressing the combined graduation parade of 216th Corps held at the Air Force Academy at Dundigal near Hyderabad today, the CDS said the intensity of operations may have subsidized, but Operation Sindhu continues. The Indian Army has been strengthened with 491 new young officers today. The grand passing out parade was held at the Indian Military Academy in Dehradun, Uttarakhand. A total of 525 gentlemen cadets took the Antim Pag to become commissioned officers of the Army. Among them were 34 cadets from friendly foreign countries who will now join the armed forces of their respective nations after completing their training. The joint military exercise Harimau Sakti 2025 between India and Malaysia is underway at the Mahajan Field Firing Range in Rajasthan and will continue until December 18. Key activities include counter-insurgency and counter-terrorism, drills, joint patrolling, ambush techniques, heliborne operations and slithering from Mi-17 helicopters. In Kerala, the Congress-led opposition UDF made gains in local body elections across the state. The BJP-led NDA also registered significant progress, particularly in the state capital, Thiruvananthapuram. The ruling CPM-led LDF, however, failed to replicate its previous performance and lost control of several local bodies to both the UDF and the NDA. At the district level of the 14 bodies to district panchayats in the state, 7 went to the UDF while the LDF secured 6, according to the latest available figures. Union Home and Corporation Minister Amit Shah will attend the closing ceremony of the second edition Buster Olympics in Chhattisgarh today. The event will be held in Jagdalpur, the divisional headquarters of Buster. This Olympic event shows the positive changes taking place in Buster as the region moving towards becoming free from Naxal problem. It is also emerging as an excellent platform for the young players of this tribal area, helping them get recognition at the state and national levels. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will undertake a bilateral visit to the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan from December 15 to 16, at the invitation of His Majesty King Abdullah II bin Al-Hussein. The visit, Prime Minister first full-fledged bilateral engagement with Jordan, coincides with the 75th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries and comes amid sustained high-level political engagement between New Delhi and Amman. Three members of the U.S. House of Representatives have introduced a resolution to overturn President Donald Trump's national emergency declaration that enabled tariffs of up to 50% on imports from India. The resolution called the measures illegal and harmful to American workers, consumers, and bilateral ties. The resolution aims to cancel the additional 25% secondary tariffs placed on Indian goods on 27th of August, which came on top of an earlier 25% levy. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.